Live from Hollywood. Well, technically my home, but hey, what is up, everyone? Welcome to Speak Now Pro Wrestling here on my YouTube channel for the very first time ever. I can't believe it. I've been doing this podcast now for 2+ years. I was doing it over on F4W Online. I am still with F4W Online. However, I am now moving all of my Speak Now Pro Wrestling shows here to this channel, which means that I will be going live now 3 times a week on here. I can't believe it. Tuesdays, I will be here to talk about NXT. Wednesdays, I will be here to talk about AEW Dynamite. And then Fridays, our first show here today, we're going to talk about SmackDown. And I'm pretty stoked because we had a pretty good episode of SmackDown today. But next week's episode of SmackDown is going to be the WWE Draft. So there's going to be so much to get into here today. Also, I've been trying to think of new things and things that I'm going to want to do here on this channel. So just a heads up, everybody. And I'm hopefully going to test this today, and hopefully it works out. But one of the new YouTube member perks that I'm going to be doing for those of you who are YouTube member channels, if you are a member here of my YouTube channel, at the end of the show, I will be extending an invitation for those of you who want to hop on and talk about SmackDown and or the WWE draft. I'm most likely only going to do this on the Fridays and Tuesday show, since those are, a little bit different. Of course, it's going to depend on the show and how much, news and things we have to talk about. So I think I'm going to test that today. So later on at some point, if you are a YouTube member, keep an eye out on that, and I will make sure to do that. One more thing before we get into the actual coverage of this show. Heads up to everybody. I know some of you guys are not video podcast watchers. So I am going to be posting all of these, the podcasts, all of the audio versions are going to be going up on Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and pretty much every platform that you can think of will be up there. And I have posted the links to all of that in the description box below so that you guys can find those in case you're more of an audio listener versus a video podcast versus a video listener or watcher. So we are going to go ahead and do that. On top of that, I'm going to be thinking of all of these, new and awesome things to kind of spice up the show and try new things. But we have a ton of super chats to get into. And let me just say this right now. Super chats, I very, very much welcome them. If you have a hot take, a statement, an opinion, anything you want to get off your mind, you are more than welcome to send them in. They help support the show, and they're going to help support the show more than ever, everybody. I'm taking a pretty big risk by moving all of my shows to this channel because obviously I pay myself. So now it's a totally different animal, totally different beast. But let's get right into this. Let's go into our first super chat of the night. This is from Mary Lou. Thank you so much to Mary Lou for getting us started. Mary Lou says, just wishing you good luck for your channel. Man, I appreciate it. Thank you so much, Mary Lou. You have no idea. Seriously, and thank you for this generous super chat. Andrew Cool sends one in saying, Omos should have came out after the match with The Miz. We're going to be talking a whole lot about Omos in just a second because we got a pretty interesting matchup that was made for Backlash. We are going to talk about that Backlash card in just a moment. Adrian Well sends in a super chat saying congratulations on the 100K. Next goal, 200K. Let's go. So I don't know how many of you guys know of this website. It's called Social Blade. And basically what you can do is like type in your username or whatever on any of your social media channels. And so I typed it in for YouTube and it gives you like future projections. So according to this app, I don't know how accurate it is, but in about 4 years, I should be at 1 million subscribers. So heads up, guys, in about 4 years, this may or may not be a 1 million subscribed channel. We'll see. Heidi Ho sends in a super chat saying, Denise La Chancla Salcedo. I technically do kind of have a chancla on right now, but more of a platform chancla. So a little bit of a different kind of chancla. But thank you so much to Heidi Ho, a regular viewer of Speak Now Pro Wrestling. Thank you so much for the love. It's so appreciated. All right, so let's get right into it. I mean, everybody here, there's a lot to talk about here tonight, guys. And let's go ahead and start off with the updated Backlash card. Let's get into that because I'm seeing a couple of people here in the comments, and it seems to me that a couple of you guys want to get right into it. So Backlash is going to be happening on May 5th, so there's clearly going to be a couple more matches added at some point. But as of right now, we officially have 5 matches. So we already knew about Matt Riddle, Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn taking on the Bloodline in that 6-man tag. We already knew about that. We already knew about Cody Rhodes versus Brock Lesnar. Already knew about that. Today, we got added Rhea Ripley versus Zelina Vega. Now, this one was a good one, and this is going to be for the SmackDown Women's Championship. This one makes a lot of sense for multiple reasons. One, you have Zelina Vega, who represents the Latino world order, and then you have Rhea Ripley on the Judgment Day side of things. So the fact that you have them in 2 factions that are currently beefing with one another, it 100% makes sense for them to make this match. On top of that, you also had Zelina Vega essentially going up to Adam Pearce today on SmackDown, and she tells him, you know what, like, I want to go out there and prove myself. People are always underestimating me because of my size. And I am the only Puerto Rican girl on this roster. So please put me in this match against Rhea Ripley. And then she low-key threatens. She threatens Adam Pearce with La Chancla. She pops it out. And I'm so glad that she's doing this now, because this is such an easy, like, moneymaker type thing. Everyone's always looking for that one product that I think they can sell and they can work with. If they do, and I don't think they already do it, but if they do some, like, LWO or Zelina Vega inspired sandals, you're telling me people aren't going to buy them? People are totally going to buy them. So I think she has something there. So this is also going to be Rhea Ripley's, this is Rhea Ripley's first title defense at SmackDown. First. I think it is the first one. So Zelina Vega will be the first challenger to that. So that'll be really good. So I was very happy that they made this match right off the bat. We also got Austin Theory versus Bobby Lashley versus Bronson Reed. Theory is going to be defending his U.S. championship match, in this triple threat match. And let me tell you, I think this one's going to be really freaking good. And I know this is not a prediction show. I know it's not time for predictions, but I kind of want to see them just like surprises and give Bronson Reed the title. I'm sorry, I'm a Bronson Reed fan. I kind of want to see it. But the match that I think a lot of you are like, ¿qué? What? This is been officially made for Backlash, and that is Seth freaking Rollins versus Omos. Now, a lot of you are probably like, wait, what? Why is this match made? Okay, look, Omos has been, you know, somebody that I feel, when they made the announcement that he was going to be facing Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania, I think a lot of us had the same, like, what the hell, are they really going this direction with Brock Lesnar for WrestleMania? And I'm going to be real with you guys. I did not hate Brock Lesnar versus Omos at WrestleMania. I actually really liked it. I enjoyed it for what it was. I thought they did a good job. I had nothing but positive things to say about that match. So I know that Seth Rollins versus Omos doesn't totally make sense, but given the fact that he had a good match with Brock Lesnar, I know he's going to have a good match with Seth Rollins. So I don't hate it. I don't hate it, but it is super freaking random. And it's kind of giving me, you can kind of predict what you might expect from this pay-per-view, premium live event. Damn it, I always practice that. Premium live event, always. All right, we got a couple of super chats to get into here today. Dante NYC kicks us off, says, congrats on 100K and your first Speak Now review on your channel. I've been subbed since 50K. Great to see you grow. You're betting on yourself, and I wish you nothing but the best going forward. Thank you so much, Dante. It is very, very scary. This was a decision that took months to make, and I was very nervous about it because, I got paid to do these shows, you know, with F4W. And so now that income is no longer there. And so, I mean, obviously I'm still working with F4W and I'm doing the other stuff, right? But still, like, it is a big risk. Sheldon Jackson sends in a super chat saying, same show, new house. I like it. I'm liking the new home. Thank you so much, Sheldon. I did the intro today. It literally took me like not that long, actually. I think it took me like an hour and a half. And I was just like, F it. I'm going to go all out and just put out what I feel. Mike Parker sends in a super chat saying Rhea and Zelina will be a great match. I hope people do not sleep on it. I think so too. And here's the thing about Zelina really quickly is that we haven't really, since she came back to WWE, if you guys recall, quickly she was thrown into the Queen's Crown tournament, and she ended up becoming the Queen of the Ring, and she won that. And so for her, that was still not, like, even though it was like a good opportunity and all of that, we didn't really get to see very much of her skills in those matches, maybe just for the last one, but not too much. And then after that, you know, she was teaming with Carmella for a while. That was okay. And then, you know, for a while there, really, she was just kind of all over the place until they finally got her in there with the LWO. But now when it comes to the LWO, it's more about Rey Mysterio, it's more about Santos, and it's not really, hasn't really been too much about Zelina. So this is really an opportunity for her to kind of have a fun match with somebody like Rhea Ripley, because if she's going to have a good match with anybody, it's going to be Rhea Ripley. And then on top of that, you get, you know, she's going to have her moment, given that she's a Puerto Rican and this premium live event is going to be in Puerto Rico. So this is just kind of, I think, a really big deal type of matchup for her. So I do hope that all goes well. And depending on how this match goes, I hope we do get to see more of Zelina on these one-on-ones. Heidi Ho sends in a super chat saying, I will never not call my flip-flops La Chanclas from this point forward. You know, I don't wear sandals at all, by the way. I have to, if I wear sandals, they gotta have the platform, okay? I can't do I can't do a regular chancla. I just can't. I feel so funny. And when you're short, you don't want to feel any shorter. So I need the big platform. You will never, and I mean never, ever see me in flats, and you will never see me in sandals. You will always see me in some sort of big shoe. Always. Cadillac Carson sends in a super chat saying, Seth versus Omos. I've already forgotten about SmackDown, the draft, the return of CM Punk to AEW. Also, congrats to your 100K followers on YouTube, Denise. Cadillac Carson, thank you so much for the love and the very, very generous super chat. There's so much happening in wrestling, guys. I mean, obviously, right now we're going to talk more about SmackDown, but you know, you're talking about the return of CM Punk to AEW. There's been so many reports put out there. We're getting, you know, dates. We're getting information. And, you know, there's still this possibility. Until AEW officially confirms it, I'm going to say a possibility. But until AEW makes the official announcement, it's looking like there's going to be a Saturday AEW show. I mean, there's just a lot to kind of get into in regards to the world of pro wrestling. Thank you so much to Cadillac Carson for sending this in. So that's where we're at on the Backlash card. So let's get into SmackDown. Let's talk about what went down here tonight. So we opened up the night with Damian Priest and Finn Balor taking on Santos Escobar and Rey Mysterio here. So this match was pretty straightforward. Honestly, like the beginning of this match, you see them work over Rey Mysterio. So the Judgment Day is pretty much kind of dominating throughout this entire thing. Eventually, we do get to see some back and forth here. Santos gets tagged in, gets in there, has a nice little moment where he's hitting those high knees, almost does a dive to the outside, but instead gets takes a clothesline from Finn Balor, so that doesn't end up happening. Finally, later on in the match, we see Rey Mysterio get his hot tag into the match. He goes at it with Finn Balor, hits him with the 619. Santos then hits the splash on Finn Balor, and you're thinking it's over. You're finally going to see a win for these guys, and nope. Instead, Damian Priest goes in there, hits the South of Heaven on Santos, and gets the win. So here's the one thing that I have to say about this. I know they're keeping the Judgment Day strong, and I applaud that. I really, really do. However, the LWO, the Latino World Order, is like a brand, like for WWE, for this iteration of it, it's new. It's new for this, you know, iteration of the LWO. And I feel like the only high that they've had happened at WrestleMania. And one of the things I want to see is I want to see them get some more wins, man. They haven't gotten squat at all, okay? And that's kind of been a little bit of my issue with this because they look so cool. I love the LWO. They're presented like everything else besides the actual. They always get screwed. They always get screwed in some like silly way. And so I do really want to see the LWO get some wins. And I went on and I did a little, you know, a quick little Google search here. And I was wondering, when is the last time that Santos Escobar got a win on SmackDown, okay? So, believe it or not, Santos Escobar has had one win on SmackDown. One. This whole year. This whole year. We are in April. We're almost going into May. This whole year, he's gotten one win on SmackDown, and it was against Kofi Kingston back in January. And since then, there's been no wins for Santos, and I feel like you need to get the members of the LWO. If they're going to be losing to the Judgment Day, I guess, and I guess the payoff is going to be at when they're there with Bad Bunny in Backlash, but I would like to see some of their members get some Ws, get some wins in other type of matches. I don't always want to see them take the L's, you know? So we'll see what we get there. I'm thinking that's not going to happen until Backlash, but still, you don't want them to kind of like lose points on being like the, on being uncool, right? Also, they made an announcement that Bad Bunny is going to be at Monday Night Raw this Monday. Now, here's the thing, and I know that you guys already know this, but you guys know that Benoit Richer is a member here of the YouTube channel, says Santos to beat Roman. It's not going to happen. It's definitely not going to happen. But anyways, so Bad Bunny is going to be on Raw this Monday. And here's the thing. He was at Raw after Mania. He was at WrestleMania. And that was easy because, you know, it was Los Angeles, so he can easily be there. He's going to be at Backlash. He was just at Coachella. Bad Bunny is legitimately one of the top music artists in the world, okay? Like, he's up there, man. And the fact that I really thought that he was just going to be like, okay, he's going to be at Backlash. He's going to be at WrestleMania. Okay, we're probably not going to see much of him in between. But I want to say something about this, that I have so much respect for Bad Bunny that he can easily tell WWE, like, hey, man, you know, I'm kind of busy doing all this other stuff. I'll be there at Backlash, but that's about it, you know? I was there at WrestleMania. I was there at Raw after Mania, but that's about it. I don't got to be there till Backlash. But the fact that he's actually been doing, like, these numerous appearances with WWE and has so in the past, but for this specific program, it makes me respect the guy, like, a whole lot more, because if he would have been like, I can't make it, I would have bought it. Like, dude, you could be doing 1 million other things. You're freaking Bad Bunny. You could be doing anything. But the fact that he goes in there and that he is, you know, having fun, doing the job, probably making appearances that who knows if we had to make. I don't know what his contract is. I don't know what the deal is with him and Bad, between him and WWE. But the fact that he's making all these appearances, you got to have a little bit of respect for the guy, man. Oh no. Richard Martinez, Richard. Oh man, you're going to have the Roman Reigns stance come after us now. But Richard Martinez says, Bad Bunny is there more than Roman. I'm dead. I'm honestly dead on that one. But Alan 050 says he has a passion like Logan Paul. Yeah, you know what? He does. He really does. And like I said, he could be, literally be doing anything else, okay? Literally. I think he's dating one of the Kardashians. I'm sure the Kardashians have a million things going on. He could probably do something with them. I don't know. Johnny sends in a super chat. Thank you so much to Johnny, who says, you know Bad Bunny hates Bugs Bunny and Hershey Bunny? Does he really? Or does he love them? And is that why he's named Bad Bunny? I'm not a Bad Bunny trivia expert, everybody. Like, legitimately, I only know a couple of his songs, and that's because I did a Bad Bunny workout one time, but I don't really know his songs. I don't know much about him other than he's a big star, and I see him, you know, at all the award shows because I watch, but that's kind of like my extent of the knowledge of Bad Bunny. But Johnny, thank you so much for the super chat. Dante NYC sends in a super chat saying WWE couldn't care less about the LWO. LOL. They assembled them to sell shirts going into Backlash and Puerto Rico. Sucks. Would love to see them thrive. Look, here's the thing. I can't argue this point with you because we've talked about this so much and we know what the Latino representation looks like for in WWE. We know this. We know this. Like, come on, we know this. But I'm hopeful though. I really am hopeful only because I hope that they, I mean, God, like you have so many, like there's a lot of possibilities here and I'm hopeful that they see it. I'm hopeful that they see those possibilities. And even just as simple as that reaction that that the crowds were giving Rey Mysterio and Dominic Mysterio, even something as simple as that, I hope that, you know, maybe we'll rub off on the rest of the members of the LWO. So we'll see, man. But thank you so much to Dante NYC for sending in this super chat here. So hopefully we get a little something more. But anyways, next week on Raw, not only are we getting Bad Bunny, but we're also going to be seeing Damian Priest versus Rey Mysterio. All right, next up, our next topic on SmackDown is we got a pretty cool little Shinsuke Nakamura promo, video package, excuse me. And they're basically just kind of running down a little bit of who he is, and this was kind of cool because we got to see Shinsuke Nakamura return last week on SmackDown. The guy looks cool, he looks sleek as always, and my only criticism has been that not really a criticism, but I just really hope that the creative this time around for Shinsuke Nakamura is a lot better. And even though I'm not like the biggest fan of Karrion Kross on SmackDown lately, I'm a fan of Kross. I'm just not as fan of what they've had him do either on SmackDown because it really hasn't been too great. Like, I wasn't a fan of the Drew McIntyre feud. I was definitely not a fan of the Rey Mysterio feud. I didn't care about Kross and Madcap Moss. So they haven't done anything with Karrion Kross yet on SmackDown that has made me go like, wow. But look, I know that it's been misses more than hits for Kross on SmackDown, but I have a really good feeling about this feud with Shinsuke Nakamura because the cards have chosen Shinsuke for Karrion Kross. And I don't know, I kind of have a good feeling. This promo that he cut was the first promo that Kross did that I legitimately liked on SmackDown. So he's basically kind of talking about people that he's hurt, although he says he didn't technically hurt them, the cards did. And he recaps his previous feuds and things that he took away from Drew McIntyre, from Moss, from Rey Mysterio. And then he says that he is going to try and take, but he's going to take away the honor of Shinsuke. Now, will he do that? I don't know. This is going to be a fun one, hopefully. Hopefully, because Shinsuke Nakamura needs a hot feud to get him back out there and have people going like, yeah, this is the Shinsuke Nakamura that we want to see. And Karrion Kross just needs something for the fans to go, okay, cool. This is the first time that I'm seeing why they brought him back to WWE. So I think both men here are going to benefit from working with each other. And I just hope it's good. Based on what we saw here tonight, on just the video package and the promo alone, it's starting off decent. It's starting off tolerable. I'm good with it. Mike Parker sends in a super chat saying, I think LWO will make a comeback and the crowd will be that much more excited because they won't expect it. Hopefully, Mike. William Weber sends in a super chat saying, I might be biased towards Cody, but I think Cody and Brock will steal the show at Backlash. I think they'll have a great match. I think the match will be really good. That's really, honestly, one of the few reasons to like tune into the show. I really do think that match is going to be good. I know that, you know, the big talk has been Cody and Roman, and God, we're not going to discuss that for the 100th time, but regardless of what people's opinion is of that, I do think that Cody Rhodes and Brock Lesnar will be good. It's going to be exciting. I think it's going to be an exciting matchup to watch. Thank you so much to William Weber for also sending in the super chat. All right, so let's go ahead and press on from here. Let's get into the tag team division from both the men's and the women's. For the men, we saw Braun and Ricochet taking on the Viking Raiders. Fun little matchup here, honestly. Braun and Ricochet get the win. I've really been enjoying them as a tag team, so good stuff there. We see Liv and Raquel defend their titles against Chelsea Green and Sonya Deville. This was one that I was kind of torn on because I love Liv and Raquel, don't get me wrong, but I kind of like the pairing of Chelsea Green and Sonya a little bit more, only because they make more sense to me. They could both be those obnoxious Karen type of characters. And so they kind of go together just a little bit more, in my opinion. And Liv and Raquel are so different. Like, I don't know what they have in common. Honestly, like, if you were to tell me, Denise, guess something that Liv and Raquel have in common, all I can say is they're both nice, but I can't think of what they have in common, honestly. So, because of that, it's been like a little bit harder for me to get into the actual group. I'm excited for them and for, you know, because it gives them both something to do on the show. But at the same time, I don't know. I kind of wanted to see Chelsea and Sonya get the win here. They didn't. And Chelsea and Liv essentially get back at them and cheat to win. And the referee doesn't notice. So they basically take a page out of Sonya and Chelsea's book. So obviously that pisses them off. So we'll see where this continues to go. I'm liking that they're at least elongating this just a little bit. So this was fine. The match wasn't too great, but it was mainly just to kind of continue furthering this story. Like, this wasn't the end all be all between Liv and Raquel and Chelsea and Sonya. So this was fun. Let's see what else we got here. A YouTube member, Heidi Ho, sends in a comment saying, I thought this was a fun match. Chelsea and Sonya got to win the belts eventually. I think they do, honestly. I really do think so. Antonio Marrero sends in a comment saying, feels like they had the finish to this match because they are going to set up a reminder because what else are they going to do with those belts? Exactly. That's why a part of me is not too upset because, again, we've been seeing these belts be like hot potatoed around. And so, again, even though I'm kind of wanting to see Chelsea and Sonya get the titles, I'm okay with what they're doing right now with Liv and Raquel. I just really hope that if this is going to be a long-term thing, I hope they find a way to blend them in a little bit more. If this is not going to be a long-term thing, then what the hell am I talking about? Let's move on. Let's move on to what was match of the night, in my opinion. Now, I know some people are maybe arguing this. They might go with the main event, but with me, I'm going with this match here. And that is Gunther versus Xavier Woods. Actually, before I get into that one, heads up, everybody, in the next probably 5 to 10 minutes, I am going to go ahead and have people that are YouTube members will be allowed to join this stream as a bonus perk and a Friday night bonus for our debut show. So if you are a YouTube member and you want to talk about SmackDown or you want to talk about the WWE draft, you are more than welcome to pop into the stream. You do have access to the link to pop in over on the community tab where I usually send you guys messages for members. This is going to be a bonus perk for YouTube members on the Fridays and Tuesday shows. Select shows, but since it's the debut show, this is the test, okay, guys? So don't fail me. If this goes completely wrong, we'll have to change the format. But if you do want to be one of those people, then it's officially open now. All right. In the meantime, Gunther versus Xavier Woods. So this was, to me, match of the freaking night, okay? Because I legitimately thought that Xavier Woods was actually going to defeat Gunther. They worked this match to the point where you actually thought that there was a real shot that he was actually going to win. Like, he kicked off this match basically, you know, going after the legs of Gunther. So attacking the legs. Of course, Gunther is not an easy guy to take down. So he wasn't able to. Right before the commercial break, Gunther hit him with this like massive freaking chop. And then afterwards, once we came back from commercial break, he was pretty much dominated throughout the entire match. So Xavier Woods was getting his butt kicked the entire match. He finally had a moment where he was able to turn the tables around and he went right back in on the attack on the legs. And then right before the finish, I freaking loved this finish. Holy cow. So there was a moment where he did a leg drop, Xavier Woods to Gunther. And you legitimately thought that Gunther was probably going to lose here. Like, I thought it was done after this leg drop. And then afterwards, there was a series of spots, a series of moments where you really did think Xavier Woods might win. Like, he was trying all sorts of things. Like, he got the crucifix pin. He was just doing so much where you really thought he was actually going to win this one. But he didn't. Gunther locked in a sleeper and grabbed the freaking win. Oh my God, this was so freaking good. And here's the thing. I didn't want to see Gunther lose the Intercontinental title. I really did not. But they did sell me a ticket here thinking that Xavier Woods might actually get the win here. We got a super chat here from Cole Henderson. Thank you so much to my good friend Cole. Cole says, congrats on moving Speak Now to your channel. Just another risk and challenge you're going to crush. How do we get Xavier Woods a singles title moment? He was awesome tonight. And I think that's part of the reason why we didn't necessarily, like, even though I did not want to see Gunther lose the Intercontinental Championship, that didn't mean that I didn't want to see Xavier Woods win either, okay? So I feel like this one was one that I think people would have been okay with either way, just because these are two likable guys. Even though Gunther's a heel, he's still pretty likable. David Kaplan sends in a super chat saying, hello, Denise, how far do you think WWE will push the LWO, and what chance do you give Zelina Vega at Backlash? It's nice to see more Latin representation. I do not think there's a chance that Zelina Vega is going to defeat Rhea Ripley. No way. No way. I would be stunned. I would be shocked. I don't think there's a chance of her actually winning the match, but I do hope that it's a nice little competitive match just to put Zelina Vega, you know, in different, see her, get the fans to see her a little differently there. As far as how much they're going to push the LWO, I really hope that this is not just a temporary thing. I know somebody brought it up earlier with it just being something for Rey and Dom heading into LA and obviously the Puerto Rico show. I really hope that they see that there's an opportunity here, because all of the comments that I've pretty much seen on social media have been positive regarding the LWO. So thank you so much to David Kaplan for that super chat. Alrighty, we also got the main event, which was Solo Sikoa versus Matt Riddle. This was no DQ. This was a fun matchup. Brought in the weapons, kendo sticks, chairs, tables. Riddle and Solo going at it, hitting each other with the kendo sticks. Riddle getting him with a knee. That was my favorite spot in this match, was this suplex spot that Matt Riddle did to Solo Sikoa right through two tables. I thought that that was really good. But man, Solo came in with that Samoan spike and got Matt Riddle, got the win here. And then post-match, we did see the Usos hit the 1D on Matt Riddle onto a table. So it was a nice way to close out the show and continue building to their six-man tag. So that was some pretty good stuff. All right, guys. So once again, if you are a YouTube member and you want to tune in to talk about either the SmackDown or WWE draft, whatever your thoughts are, your opinions are, whatever it is, you are more than welcome to hop on in. And if you're not a YouTube member, you're more than welcome to join as well. But let's go ahead, because we got a couple of people in here that have been waiting. So I'm going to go ahead and bring in Hunter Tillman. Hey, Hunter, how's it going? Let's see if Hunter
can hear me. How are you?
I'm good, Hunter. Thank you so much for hopping on. I appreciate you being the first person on.
Thank you for having me. This is really a great opportunity.
Yeah. So, Hunter, did you have any thoughts or questions on SmackDown and or the WWE draft?
So, I just tweeted a little bit earlier. So, I'm not liking how they're building Santos Escobar right now. I just feel like he's eating so many losses and he's taking the pinfalls, and it's just not looking good right now for him. But I hope that they have something, you know, since Backlash is coming up, maybe they have something planned for him. But I'm excited for the draft. Apparently even NXT is eligible, so this is going to be something to look forward to.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Hunter, for giving, for hopping on here. I appreciate it. Really quickly, let's touch on what Hunter Tillman said here about Santos Escobar. And I feel like this is something that, you know, I mentioned at the top of the show, I mentioned how he hasn't gotten a win since literally January, but I think part of it is being masked just for the sole reason that the LWO is a cool faction and a cool idea, but it really just depends on what more they do with them. I don't want to keep seeing him take the pins. Obviously, they don't want to do it to Rey Mysterio, so it's going to have to be him, but I do hope that there's a payoff, and I also hope that they maybe see some more longevity there. Hunter Tillman, thank you so much for popping in. It's much appreciated. Thank you so much for being a YouTube member.
Thank you so much, Denise.
Thank you, Hunter. All righty, and we got a couple more people. Let's go ahead and bring in Matt Rykiel. Hey, Matt,
Hey,
welcome to
Nate.
the show.
Congrats on 100,000.
Thank you, man. Thank you for being a longtime supporter, man.
You are very
What are
welcome.
your thoughts on SmackDown and/or the WWE draft?
Well, I've actually been watching the NBA playoffs, so I didn't watch SmackDown tonight. But for the draft, did they say if tag teams are getting drafted together or separately?
They haven't said, at least I don't think I caught that here today, but I would hope that, look, to me, it makes just a lot more sense if you actually draft them together, personally, but I know in the past they necessarily haven't always done that. It's almost been like a case-by-case basis.
I think this could be the time they split up the profits. Montez Ford and Angelo Dawkins.
Look, I wouldn't hate it only because I feel like, it's hard to say, but at the same time, the Street Profits have already done everything they possibly could, and everybody knows, and everybody has seen Montez Ford and Angelo Dawkins, because I don't want to completely disregard Angelo Dawkins here. We have seen both of them really just do a tremendous job individually, especially Montez Ford. We got to see a lot of him shine on his own at the Elimination Chamber. So I do think that the fans want to see him eventually, hold some gold, whether it's the US title, the Intercontinental title, and then maybe even eventually leading to an actual, WWE championship or, Undisputed Universal Champion, whatever the situation is, when that happens. But I do think that there is a good possibility of that. I wouldn't hate it, and it would be something new. Now, here's another thing, Matt, and to the viewers too, to keep in mind is that we are going to be seeing that new Hulu TV show. And so if they do split them up, that might be a little bit of drama for the reality show, but at the same time, you might want to keep them together because of that show. I don't know. I guess you can play it either way.
So, did you tag your illness to Will Washington?
I know, right? Poor guy. He's going through it right now. It's like,
I
tag,
know.
you're it.
Get better soon, Will, if you're
Yeah,
watching.
seriously, get better soon, Will. Matt, thank you so much for
You're very
copying on, and I
welcome.
appreciate you being a member. Thank you so much,
Thank you
Matt.
very much.
All righty, everybody. We got a couple more thoughts in here. But keep the comments rolling in, guys. If you are here, take part in the chat. I'm still making sure to look at all of that. If you guys got any questions or any of that, you're more than welcome to send all of that in. Let's go ahead and bring in Mike Parker. Mike Parker, what is up, man? The collector of collectors. How's it going, Mike?
It's going pretty good. I actually just got something I'll probably reveal at one point, but not now. I want to see this kind of, I don't know, outside chance type of thing with the draft. The women came up before. I want to see Alba Fire and Isla Dawn get drafted, take and kind of unify those belts and have them be back to where those belts are defended on all shows, because I don't think they need both sets at this point.
Look, here's the thing. I feel like we could have definitely, I was very much on that side of the argument before because I really did think that they didn't really need both sets of the belts. However, recently, now that I've been, I watch NXT and cover NXT each and every single week, given that they have so many women on that roster, I actually feel that I would kind of be a little bummed out, but bummed out if they did take away the tag team titles from the NXT side of things. Now, granted, they still need more teams, which is very, very true. But I do think that because they do have so many women on that brand, that they can still, keep those titles. And it's just a matter of, unfortunately, both sides of it, though, they still need more tag teams on both sides. So I kind of go a little bit back and forth on this argument, but I do also agree with you because Alba Fyre was actually one of my picks of who I did think was going to maybe move up from NXT over to the main roster.
Yeah, and my only other thing to say, we're talking about the LWO and going back to the dreaded Cody Roman things. I just want to tell people, because I'm kind of seeing an undertone in the background, don't lose hope. Because what I'm seeing here is they're going back to a little more old school, and they're doing some long-term storytelling, which, to be honest, if you didn't come up with it, you're not used to it. It's like, what is going on here? And they're just almost jumping to a conclusion that, oh my God, you know, this happened or that happened. It's like, give it some time. You might be surprised.
Well, Mike, I want to thank you so much for hopping on and for sharing your thoughts. You know how I feel about that, man. I still think it was the wrong call for them to have Cody Rhodes lose at WrestleMania. I really do hope that we do see, you know, this story evolve into maybe even something stronger and bigger. But right now, I have yet to see that happen. So until that happens, I'm still on the side that they should have had Cody Rhodes get that W, man. Mike, thank you so much for hopping on, and I'll catch you hopefully on the next one. Thank you so much, Mike. Alexa, sorry, I just popped you on without giving you an introduction. Alexis, thank you so much for hopping on. What did you want to talk about today in regards to SmackDown and or the WWE draft? Oh, can you hear me?
I wanted to talk about how. Hello.
Yeah, I can hear you.
I wanted to talk about how Brock Lesnar, he might not be the top star.
Oh, you don't think that Brock Lesnar is the top star right now? Is that what you're saying?
And, no, I don't want Brock Lesnar to be the top star anymore.
I see, I see. All right, Alexis. Well, first of all, thank you so much for hopping on and for basically giving this thought here. Really quickly, like, I really do think that Brock Lesnar is Brock Lesnar, and that's never going to change. And I feel that I know some people are kind of over Brock Lesnar at this point. I'm not one of those people because Brock Lesnar has a certain star power and a certain mainstream appeal that not a lot of people have. And so because of that, I still feel like he is somebody that can be in these you know, he's always going to be Brock Lesnar and in these big time matchups, always. So I do feel like having Brock Lesnar in this feud with Cody Rhodes is definitely going to help Cody. And it would have been better had Cody been a champion, but I do think it's going to help out Cody Rhodes and give him a good program, you know, on the show. So thank you so much to Alexis for hopping on. I appreciate you coming in here and sharing your hot take, man. I appreciate that. And for being a member. Thank you so much, Alexis. Alrighty, everyone. We got a super chat here from Heidi Ho, who says NXT has the best women's division in wrestling, in my opinion, but I think they're going to lose a lot to the main roster in the draft, which is a good thing. I have faith in NXT to build up more ladies. Like, here's the thing. I do agree with you on that, both things, actually, Heidi Ho, because I don't think they're going to, honestly, like, I would be shocked if they got, like, more than five women to be called up. I don't think so. I think if we do get some call-ups from NXT, it might be, like, two women or maybe even three women. I'm not really expecting anything much more than that. And so I really do think, like, Roxanne Perez, I would be shocked if she isn't one of them, especially because that's the only explanation that I've had for them actually taking the belt off of Roxanne Perez. So I hope that the reason that they took the belt off of her is because they're sending her to the main roster. But who the hell knows, man? I don't know. And then on top of that, I do think that they have a really good potential of building up more ladies, because there is a lot of women that we've been starting to see that, for example, you know, we have two really good examples right now, and that is Tiffany Stratton and also Sol Ruka. Both Tiffany Stratton and Sol Ruka have legitimately been, you've seen this growth in both competitors, and Sol Ruka only just got started. But honestly, their track record so far for this, like, new, I guess you can say, era of NXT and what they've done with the women, I've been a big fan of. And I put this out there on Twitter, and I spoke about this last Tuesday, is that legitimately the NXT women's division is one of my favorite things, one of my favorite reasons to tune into NXT on a weekly basis. So thank you so much to Heidi Ho for sending in this super chat, man. Alrighty, guys, and we got a couple more people here on the line, and then we're going to go ahead and wrap up the show. But let's see, we got Sheldon Jackson. I should start warning people, huh? Because I don't warn people. I'm just like, you're on the screen. Here you go.
Yeah, what's up, Denise? How are you?
I'm doing good, Sheldon. It's always nice to see you. Thank you so much for the endless amount of support that you're always sending in. I love the purple sweater. What do you got on your mind today?
Well, first off, congrats on 100K.
Thank you.
Yeah. Next week is the draft. Tag title main event. Sami Zayn, Kevin Owens, the Usos. Who wins? And then do you think they should finally split the titles, or do you think they should continue being the undisputed tag team championships?
Okay, good questions there. I do not want to see Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn have their beautiful. Yeah, I know. I just, Sheldon, I don't want to see them ruin this beautiful moment that they just got at WrestleMania. Come on, WWE. Like, let us enjoy some of these moments. And so for that reason, I don't want to see them lose, and I don't want to see them lose the titles, and they might as well. I think right now they should still keep the titles, both of them, on them, just for the simple fact of, dude, they just got them. Like, come on. 20 days ago, they just got those titles, Sheldon. So that's where I'm at on this one. Do you feel differently? Do you have a different opinion on it?
No, I'm with you. I'm my same thing. It's like, because they changed the king and queen of the ring to not a champions, that concerned me, because I was just like, oh no, they really might do this, because it's like, you're going to want all of your champions at not a champion. So it's just like, what are you going to do? Bring in NXT people? You're not going to do that. So now,
yeah, I get it.
It's and that's in the a fear. Back of my head. And I'm just,
it's
like,
it's definitely a fear.
Yeah. So I was like, WWE, can we just have one nice thing? Because you denied us Cody. Can we at least have this nice thing?
Right.
Because it's like,
exactly.
So I'm just like, I don't know. They say this is why we can't have nice things.
This is it right here. Sheldon, I want to thank you so much for hopping on and for putting this out there. And seriously, I appreciate you, man, and I appreciate all your support. Thank you so much for hopping on.
I appreciate you, Denise. Thank you, and happy Friday, everybody.
Thank you. Same to you. Have a good weekend. All righty, guys. So that's an interesting one here, too, because it's like, you don't want to see Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn lose the title. So I really hope that next week, I'm good. I'm good with them just having an explosive match. But at the same time, it's like, well, why are they doing this main event rematch so soon? Are they going to just, go back a few steps? Like, what exactly is going to, go down here today? So we'll go ahead and find out soon, man. All right. So really quickly, guys, just a heads up, I will be back here on the channel to stream. I don't know if we're going to have, I'm not too sure if after the week is taking place this Sunday or not, because Will's sick. So I'm not entirely sure. But if we're not here for after the week, then the next day that I will be back is Tuesday for NXT Conversation. So that'll be a really good time. And then, of course, I'll be here Wednesday for AEW Dynamite. And then Friday back here again, and we're going to be talking about that first night of the WWE draft. All right. We got two more people in here. Let's go ahead and bring in Cole. Hey, Cole, how's it going?
Oh, hello, Denise. What's going on? How exciting is this to have this on
your channel? It's so excited.
Are you freaking out? Are you okay? Are you feeling good about this
first
show?
I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good. What's on your mind today?
You know, let's talk about the draft, and let's talk about who do we think from the NXT roster that could get plucked is going to have the biggest impact on one of the SmackDown or Raw shows, which out of all the superstars, men or women, who's going to have the biggest impact? Because I do feel like the draft kind of becomes arbitrary between SmackDown and Raw and people getting switched. Talk about like Gunther and Austin Theory, maybe switching spots, like, whatever. Who could really shake it up from the NXT roster? Who do you think?
All right. Well, Cole, first and foremost, I want to thank you so much for hopping on. And I am going to go ahead and spend some time on this. This is a good question. I'll catch you on the next one, Cole. Let's talk about this, because that was a really good question from Cole here. So I'm going to pull up the roster. And I think, okay, so I'm on the NXT page right now. We talked extensively earlier about Alba Fyre. Okay, I'm going to pick five people. Here we go, guys. Five people. Alba Fyre from NXT is one that I would expect to see get called up. I'm gonna go with I don't know if you want to count Cameron Grimes. I'm gonna count Cameron Grimes, even though it's pretty much been already kind of reported that he's going to be going to the main roster eventually. It's just a matter of finding creative for him. And I feel like if he's not drafted at this point, it's gonna be a really bad sign. So I'm going with Alba Fire, Cameron Grimes. Let's see who else we got here. Who else do I legitimately think might get called up? There's JD McDonagh is another one. Of course, Ilya. Okay, I'm going to go with JD McDonagh, Ilya Dragunov, and Zoe Star. Wait, did I already say Roxanne Perez? No, Roxanne Perez. Okay, those are my five predictions for NXT call-ups right now. That's it. I'm picking five, and that's where I'm at. Because I still feel like there's a lot of people that they should be called up to the main roster, but I still think that there's a lot more that they can probably be doing over on the NXT side of things. It's going to be interesting. It's going to be interesting because there's also some people that I don't necessarily want to see gone from the NXT side of things. Alrighty, guys. And let's see what else we got here. We got so many different comments. This is from Mike, who says, you got a really cool idea bringing people in to talk to you. Makes the show different from the rest. I don't know any other show that's doing this, by the way, in terms of actually bringing people on via video to the show. And so if you do want to eventually become a YouTube member, this is going to be an option. You know, I think it'll be a pretty fun idea. Uriel Landero sends in a super chat saying, just sending some support on your first Speak Now Pro Wrestling episode on your channel, Denise. Felicidades on 100K. On to the next milestone. Thank you so much to Uriel. I really thank you for that, man. I appreciate your love and support. Continuous. All right, guys. So really quickly, we got one more because Hunter Tillman did have a follow-up question that he didn't get to ask. Hunter, I believe your follow-up question was on Trish Stratus, if I'm correct.
Yeah, so it was one of your thoughts on Trish and Becky's feud and how you think that's going to play out.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Hunter. I appreciate you and for waiting for quite a bit for me to bring you back on. So thank you so much. All right. So, sorry, Hunter. I didn't want to cut you off. Oh, my God.
You're fine.
Thank you so much.
I was just saying it's fine.
All right. I'll see you in a bit and I'll go ahead and answer your question now. Thank you so much, Hunter.
Thank you.
All right, guys. Sorry. I get button happy and I'm like, All right. So in regards to Hunter's question about Trish Stratus and Lita and all of this, I really do think, like, I'm such a big fan of Lita. I've always been a big fan of Lita. And I wasn't too crazy, though, about, like, her and Becky's what it turned out to be. I personally thought we were going to get a little bit more from Becky and Lita, but we kind of didn't, though. I feel like we got what we got, and it was like, okay, the whole time I feel people were just waiting to see whether or not Trish Stratus was going to turn heel or not. So it got overshadowed very quickly, and I did kind of have a little bit more of higher hopes and higher expectations for Lita and Becky Lynch, but it didn't end up, you know, really kind of meeting my expectations. Or maybe I just had unreal expectations. I don't know. Regardless, Trish Stratus turning heel and basically going out there, and she freaking looks so good. Holy damn. She looks so great. I really do hope that this kinds of, what I want to see is a really nice blend of nostalgia and also, you know, now with Becky Lynch. So the now, you know, present, the present time, nostalgia and the present time. But I don't want it to feel like it felt with the Lita Becky Lynch thing, where I want it to feel thought out. I want it to feel creative. I want it to feel smart. And that's what I want to get out of this feud with Becky and Trish. And I really think that there's a lot of good stuff that they can do with it. It's just a matter of whether or not they get creative with it. Because right now, I feel like some of the stories for the women on the main roster have been lacking some creativity. And I want to see the programs feel bigger. I want them to feel, you know, as big as Cody and Roman Reigns, as big as the Bloodline. I want to see stories like that for the women, especially obviously on the main roster. So I do hope that this is the start of that with Trish and Becky. So we'll see, honestly. Alrighty, everyone. So let's see what else we got here and see what people are saying. We got so many different thoughts on everything here, man. Oh, man, I appreciate everyone coming on here and saying all of the, you know, positive things that they're saying and all of this on the show. So, everyone, that is the debut episode of Speak Now Pro Wrestling here on youtube.com/Denise Salcedo. Please, everyone, send in some feedback if you guys can. Leave some comments. I will be reading those hopefully on the next episode. If any of you guys leave any comments on the Spotify or the Apple Podcast, please leave a review. Leave some thoughts. I will be reading those here on the show as well at some point. All of the descriptions to that are in the all of the links to that are in the description box below. So please go there, give those some loves, review the podcast, whatever you guys want. Give it some love, please. It would really be appreciated. And for those of you guys who are watching on replay on the video, thank you guys so much. Give it a like, leave some comments, all of that good stuff. We got a super chat here from Christopher Marino who says, here's to starting post shows on your own channel. Congrats on the great work you have done. Thank you so much, Christopher. Christopher's been a regular on these shows as well. So I appreciate you so much, Christopher, for sending this in. Alrighty, everyone. That is it for today. I will see you guys back here on Tuesday. Bye, everyone.